Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanne Black is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Joanne is a renowned sales strategist, a business consultant. She's a speaker. She's the author of a book that we're going to talk about today, No More Cold Calling, the breakthrough system that will leave your competition in the dust. And she's our new friend. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
It's probably one of the most exciting things that's happened in my business in the last several years.
I was going to say not to yourself, because that would have to be the grandkids, right?
Right.
But
you're not supposed to tell everybody that.
Well, I don't mind. I like telling people I'm a grandfather. Don't you like telling people you're a grandmother?
I admit it finally, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a badge of honor for me. But no, you're right. In terms of the business, I've written two, and it's pretty exciting when you see people enjoying your book and using it. But your book is a very important one, Joanne, because it talks about something that's been a productivity drainer for salespeople for a long, long time, hasn't it?
It's not only a productivity drainer, it's a mood drainer, it's an initiative drainer, it's everything. It just ruins our lives.
And that's cold calling, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, Joanne, I've got a theory about cold calling. I used to, I've been selling for a long, long time. I've been knocking on doors for not years, but for decades. And I used to do back in the 70s, especially, and even in the 80s, some. I actually did quite a bit of cold calling. But back in those days, cold calling wasn't as much of, in my opinion, it's almost a mistake right now. But back in those days, business owners got a lot of their information. I mean, how they found out about new products and services was from the salespeople who called on them. So there was almost a teeny tiny bit of interest and maybe even excitement if a salesperson called on you because they might have something that you need. Today, business owners don't need salespeople to drop by on them to give them information, do they?
Well, they don't. I mean, we have the internet, plus they don't want anybody dropping by. They don't want anybody just calling them out of the blue. Who has time for that?
But 25 years ago, it was a business owner's daily experience to talk, to listen to salespeople, wasn't it?
Well, it still is. I mean, we as salespeople actually bring the outside world to our clients, and they rely on us for that.
But they want us to come to them.
Rely on us for that other than cold calling.
Exactly. Well, I think cold calling, as I said before, it's a very unproductive thing. So how do you help people get out of this thing called cold calling?
It's the flip side of it. It's called referral selling. But you know, one of the things, Jim, I want to do is define cold calling, because some people think that, well, I have somebody's name, I brought a list, and so therefore it's not a cold call, it's warm. And I say there's no such thing as a warm call. Call's either cold or it's hot. And my definition of a cold call is Joanne Black's definition, mine only, is calling someone who does not know you and is not expecting your call. Mm-hmm. They don't know you, they're not expecting your call. So if you have a name off a list, that's a cold call. If you send a mailing, that's cold. If you send faxes, that's cold. If you send email blasts, that's cold. Mm-hmm. Advertising.
That's actually spam, Joanne.
It is, and it's cold. It's cold. So how do I get people out of that? Well, to the person, I'm sure everybody listening will agree with me, because in my 10 years in this business, everyone says the same thing, that when they get a referral, it's the best business they ever had.
Now tell the audience define referral for us.
It's a business opportunity. It's putting two people together to say, I think the two of you have something in common to talk about. Now, it may be direct. It may be one could possibly be a client, or it may be someone who has valuable information for your business, someone who you can form an alliance. Perhaps you call on the same type of customer. It's a business opportunity.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to differentiate a little bit, Joanne, is the difference between a physical cold call and a telephone cold call. I think that there is a place as a last resort for a telephone cold call, maybe even an email cold call, not a personal cold call, not a physical cold call. I think that that's almost there is almost no last resort for that. But in terms of sometimes you do have to call people and try to develop a relationship, as long as you only ask for an appointment. You don't try to sell them, you know, on the phone, as long as you keep your first call short and sweet. But what you talk about is before you make that call, before you drop by on that person, to see if you can't find some way to develop a referral to that person, don't you?
Well, absolutely, because here I have very definite points of view because I've been selling and managing sales teams for so many years, and I don't believe anyone should ever have to make a cold call the way I've defined it. Nobody likes to do it. It's a waste of time. So we have a choice, and we have a choice as business owners, how we spend our time. But we do. We can spend it hanging on the phone cold calling. We can spend it out there talking to people who can give us referrals. We can spend our time building our business through referrals, and that's how I built my business in 10 years, solely through referrals. I will never make a cold call.
Well, you know, I had a consulting business, a full-time business consulting business before I started doing what I'm doing now over 9 years ago. And I went out and, well, I actually never knocked on anybody's door who didn't already know me. Not one time did I do that. And that was even back when I needed the business. I mean, when I was first getting started and I was, you know, I was hungry, I needed some business. I still didn't knock on anybody's door who didn't know me. And everything I did was through referrals.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And isn't this what happens? I mean, everybody will say when you get a referral that you're pre-sold, right? So when you called on these people, they knew you were coming. You have an immediate connection with a person who referred you or introduced you.
Now one thing, and as we go to the break here, Joanne, one thing, I was a business consultant. I was privy to a lot of confidential information, so that kind of business required that. But let me tell you something, folks. In the 21st century, everybody is a consultant. 20 after, we'll be right back with our new friend Joanne Black, author of No More Cold Calling. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Joanne Black is our guest. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. And boy, howdy, how many of you have said that to yourself? I don't want to do any more cold calling. And I bet if you had an opportunity to figure out how to never have to do that again, you'd jump at the chance, right, folks? Well, you could buy Joanne's book, and I think it'll help you with that. Joanne, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
My website, www.nomorecoldcalling.com.
All right.
They can find my book at any of their bookstores. It's also on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
And that's Joanne Black, and that's one J-O-A-N-N-E. Joanne, those of us who've been around a while, not you, but me, I've been around a long time, and we know that if you don't have to cold call, you don't do it. And the longer you stay in the marketplace, the better you get at it, the more you learn how to work the system so that you don't walk in on anybody cold. But there are a lot of, and we've done enough cold calling and trial and error. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't work. That we do anything to keep from cold calling. But there are a lot of young people out there. You know, there are a lot of salespeople out there, Joanne, who are young. They don't have any, you know, they got very little taproot in the marketplace, very few connections, and they're just starting out. How do they avoid cold calling?
Well, first of all, you know, that business to consumer calls are highly regulated by the Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
And so if they're selling business to consumer, they have to be very careful. Their companies need to scrub their list monthly. There's a reason that there's over 125 million phone numbers that are registered.
Right.
Now, how do you get past that? First of all, everyone knows more people than they think. And here's what happens. A lot of times we say, well, you know, I'm just out of college, or I'm new, I've moved, I have a new company, a new business, a new industry. I don't know enough people. Well, you know, I don't agree with that. I think everybody knows someone and a lot of people. And when you ask for a referral, here's an important distinction. You're not asking that specific person for their business. You're asking them who they know. And you don't know who they know until you ask them. You have no idea mm-hmm. who their next-door neighbor is, their brother-in-law is, who they went to college with, grad school, who they golf with. You have no clue until you ask. And that's an important distinction. And people will do business with you because they know you, like you, and trust you, not because they know that you're the one who's been in business for 40 years and you know everything about your field. When we think about it, I really, and Jim, I'm sure you've had this experience and our listeners have as well, that when we meet someone we really like, we go out of our way to help them.
Absolutely.
And try to find someone who can use their service, whether we can or not.
I do it all the time.
Yes, we all do.
And you do, and you do, absolutely. And you know, another thing, Joanne, that I encourage young people to do, and it's not always as intuitive for them as maybe it used to be, or maybe it was for me and for you. I encourage them to become part of other organizations, like a chamber of commerce, like a civic organization, something, some group where business people get together and they get to meet other people. They get to build these kind of relationships. And it's a building blocks kind of thing, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. I tell all of my clients that attending business meetings, attending different functions, is a critical part of their business. And at a minimum, they need to be at one event a week. Minimum. I'm usually at somewhere.
Say that again.
One event a week.
This is going to be on the test, folks.
I'm at least three, and some weeks it's five. Now, am I exhausted at the end of that? Yes, but I meet the most fascinating people. And here's the thing I'd like to tell everybody, that go to different events. Your chamber has them, your professional association, your potential clients, where do they attend? Mm-hmm. Show up at those events. And if you become a member, get involved. So it's not about attending 10 groups and maybe once a quarter or once a year showing up, but it is about showing up regularly at different ones so people get to know you. That's
one of the things. One of the things that I wonder if you agree with me about this, Joanne, you don't have to cold call to make a living, but you do have to pay your dues. You agree with that, Joanne? And I'm talking about what you just said.
Yeah.
Part of paying your dues is being in the marketplace. You got to be out there where people are. You got to be where they can see you face to face. You got to be able to let them get to know you a little bit. That's all part of paying your dues.
I think it's more than paying your dues. I think that's an integral part of our business all the time. I've had my current company 10 years. I'm out there constantly, because it continues to feed what I'm good at, and I'm learning, and I'm bringing that learning and knowledge and discipline to my clients. And we need to continue to do that. And you know what? It's fun. It is great fun.
What about mentors? And do you think that mentoring, getting people who will take you under your wing, you think that's a valuable way to be able to avoid making cold calls?
Avoid? No, I know. I think mentoring, and that has different connotations, whether it's a formal relationship or you're just asking someone to help you along.
Yeah, I don't mean formal. I mean just people who care about you, I guess what I'm thinking of, business owners who might care about you. Let's talk about that the next time you join us, and I would like to invite you back if you'd like to come back.
I'd love it, Jim.
Give us your website again, please.
nomorecoldcalling.com.
And the
book
is
has everything people need to know to run a referral business. Love to hear from them.
Thank you, Joanne. Quick break, right back with Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.